All or Nothing auf Lux FM vom fantastischen Nathan Ball. Und dieser junge Herr ist jetzt auch bei mir im Studio. I say, hello, Nathan Ball.
Hello.
Hello, good to have you here.
Thank you. Thanks
you brought
for
having me. Some good weather.
Yeah, typical UK weather.
Oh no, sunny, typical.
Always sunny back home, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So you're a little bit late. Why?
I wasn't late. We left Munich at 6 a.m. this morning and got here plenty of time and got to where we thought the radio station was, and turns out it was the venue we're playing tonight, and it was the other side of town.
So. It's in Wedding, yes.
Sorry for being late.
Ist nicht, no problem, ist überhaupt nicht schlimm. Es ist ein bisschen zu spät gekommen, weil sie zuerst ins Venue gefahren sind, in Silent Green, wo er heute Abend spielt. Aber mussten sie dann halt nochmal nach Kreuzberg fahren, ja auch nicht so schlimm. So, are you good in getting up early?
Yeah, I am actually, yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
as a musician, I never met a musician who was good in getting up early.
Me neither, actually.
So, but that means that you didn't party last night in Munich?
No partying. We were very well behaved, actually.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Really? You no party, never? No.
Oh, we love to party, but my voice just doesn't last if I do.
So. Okay. Oh, you're okay.
If ever there's a gap in the tour, then yeah, we have a few beers. And
okay. Ja, also gestern gab es natürlich keine Party, wenn sie heute Morgen so früh los mussten. 6 Uhr haben sie München verlassen und generell ist dann auch nicht so viel Party, wenn ein Anschlussgig ist, quasi wie heute Abend dann in Berlin. Da muss man ein bisschen aufpassen. So, you have to take care of your voice and rest and yeah, okay. So, I want to talk about you a little bit to get to know you a little bit better. I read that you were a snowboard instructor before you became a professional musician. Is that true?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was living up in the mountains for a bit.
Where in Britain are mountains to live?
No, you've got to go. I went to Switzerland for a while. It's pretty hilly, the UK. Not many mountains. But.
Yeah, that's what I know, that it's hilly, but there are no mountains. I was googling it. Ich habe es gegoogelt, weil ich nämlich herausgefunden habe, dass er früher mal Snowboardlehrer war und dachte mir dann, wo kann man in England irgendwie Snowboard fahren? Es hat sich dann herausgestellt, dass er in der Schweiz gelebt hat, um Snowboardlehrer zu sein. And that's the reason why you are fluently speaking French, is that true?
Yeah.
You learned it there or you learned it in school? Like?
Yeah, I started at school and then spent a lot of time in France. Wow. As a kid, and kept it up since then, really.
Is French a language to write lyrics in for you? Is it an option?
I probably could, but it would be quite boring. I think I'm probably not.
Yeah, maybe to make a second career in France.
Exactly. Or Canada.
Oh, Canada. Yeah, that would be maybe a big thing, because the French people are not into that, or I don't know, you live there, or you spend some time there. French people are not into English lyrics that hard as we Germans are.
No.
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 Maybe a second thing. When did you raise the idea of becoming a professional musician? Was it a plan, or did it happen like accidentally?
I've always been playing music throughout school, and left the mountains and was playing a bit of music out there, and got together with the boys, mm-hmm. with Max and Will, and we were started playing music together and released a few songs. They went all right and just kept kind of slowly building, really, and kept touring, and here we are.
Some sort of accidentally and planned. A mixture of both.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. So how do you like the Switzerland traditional music?
It's interesting. Yeah, it's to be honest, it wasn't up in the mountains. It was a lot more, there were a lot of cover bands and a lot of DJs, really.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't hear too much.
Après-ski DJs? Music
stuff? Yeah, yeah. Thumping house music.
Yeah, but I would say, or I would guess, it was not inspiring for your music to live there.
It was cool being up in the mountains, and that was pretty special. And I actually listened to a lot of house music. That has a lot of a lot of inspiration on the music. So.
Okay. Ja, also in den Bergen, wo er sich aufgehalten hat, als er noch als Skilehrer gearbeitet hat, da gibt's natürlich auch Musik. Jetzt habe ich mal gefragt, wie er so die die traditionelle Schweizer Musik findet und natürlich ist dann auch ganz viel Après-Ski und so und das ist natürlich schön in den Bergen zu sein, hat dann auch ganz viel von der Musik gehört, es war jetzt aber nicht unbedingt inspirierend für seine Musik. What are your musical influences?
Who are they?
Yeah.
I listen to a lot of, I'm obsessed with The War on Drugs, if you know them.
I know them, of course.
Best band in the world. I
think. Okay.
Actually, last time we were here, we were playing at the, is it the Privat Club?
Privat Club.
And we begged the promoter to put our show on early because The War on Drugs were playing the same night.
And, you're kidding.
We finished and ran across town and got to watch The War on Drugs, which is the best night ever.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is it? Do you know them personally or is it just a fan thing?
Oh, very much a fan.
Oh.
Huge fan.
Nice. Yeah, good band. Cool. But who's a good band? You, musician. And you brought your guitar to play your new single, which came out in March.
Yeah,
right?
Mid-March, I think. Yeah.
It's called...
Saving Grace.
And we're going to listen to that live at Flux FM. Here's Nathan Ball.
Down to the banks of the river and we drink to the sound of the people passing by. Oh, and you look so pretty as we dance to the beat of the shivers down my spine. Oh, and I can see it in their eyes. Their eyes, I'm too late. I'm too late. Down to the banks of the river, I get on my knees and pray. Oh, will you be my saving grace? Grace. Sleeping rough at the gates of heaven, yeah, I'm dressed like a one-down beggar by your side. I couldn't love you better, like the rain couldn't get much wetter if it tried. Oh, and it hurts to say they're right. They're right. I'm too late. I'm too late. Down to the banks of the river, I get on my knees and pray. Oh, will you be my saving grace? Grace, I'm too late. I'm too late. Yeah. I'm too late. Sick of calling, I was scared of falling down deeper, right where you always wanted. I could see them watching, said you were too good for me. I just waited for you, right where you always wanted, right where you always wanted. My saving grace, grace, I'm too late.
Nathan Walls. Saving Grace, live auf Lux FM. Thanks for the goosebumps. Schönes Ding. So, tonight we're gonna hear, of course, the new songs. And what can we expect tonight on stage at Silent Green?
I've got the boys with me, Max and Will, so it's the full band, and it's gonna be an emotional roller coaster in there. So yeah, a lot of highs. Hopefully it'll tug on the heartstrings a bit and bring out some feelings.
Also Gefühle heute Abend auf jeden Fall im Silent Green. Also da gibt's sehr viele Highs, aber auch Lows, I don't know the German word for rollercoaster. Eine Achterbahnfahrt der Gefühle, hat er gerade gesagt. So, are you a religious person?
I'm not really, no.
Not really?
No. Maybe quite like spiritual.
Spiritual.
Yeah. But yeah, not crazy.
No. Okay. Not crazy, no. That's the influence or the spirituality because of the lyrics of Saving Grace, like that going down on the knees and pray and stuff. But it's not a religious thing.
No, it's not like a direct Christianity kind of religion thing.
Yeah.
No, more just more the kind of act of being down on your knees and begging.
Ja, habe mich jetzt ein bisschen gewundert, ob er ein religiöser Mensch ist. Ist er aber nicht so wirklich, eher so spirituell im Sinne von das Höhere. Aber das ist jetzt auch nicht das unbedingt, was seine Musik so derart beeinflusst. So, do you stay in Berlin here tonight or do you have to go?
Yeah, but not for long. We love Berlin. Like, absolutely love it. Yeah, last time we came here, we fell in love with the place. We've got to get to the Netherlands tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, Netherlands. But is Berlin a place where you can imagine or we can think of living in?
Yeah, I'd love to spend a bit of time here. It's wicked. There's so many cool little...
I mean, you live in London, right?
Yeah.
Isn't it as wicked as Berlin is?
No, this is cooler. There's more like kind of culture and, you know, like every window you walk past, there's like a party going on or like it's a cool bar or... Like down on the river, there's loads of bars and just feels like a lot's happening and it feels pretty cool.
I thought when I went to London that it's exactly the same as you described Berlin. So
really, we've got some good pubs in London, but no, it feels like there's more of like a movement here. Whereas London, it's already happened, I think.
For a young musician, is it affordable to live in London?
Not really.
No. Not really.
Not at all. No.
Maybe in Berlin, maybe not affordable as well in the future. We don't know.
Probably not long.
Ja. Also er lebt natürlich in London und da finde er es tatsächlich nicht so schön wie hier in Berlin, weil hier halt so viel los ist und dass hier halt noch ein bisschen mehr los ist. Mal gucken, vielleicht kriegen wir ihn ja dazu, dass er dann nach Berlin zieht und maybe you got your base here one day in Berlin.
I hope so, yeah. If you'll have me.
But you've been to Australia. How do you like that in there? Is it a total strange and different world or is it exact the same as we believe?
It's kind of the same as you believe. It's everyone lives by the beach and that's pretty cool. We were sound checking at like 5 in the evening before gigs and then we'd go for a quick surf, come back and then you're on stage at like 8 o'clock and that was pretty special because back in the UK we used to hiding in pubs until we play and so that was pretty cool.
Escaping the rain.
Exactly. No, sunshine. It's always sunny.
Yeah, it's always sunny. Yeah. Yeah, that sounds like the hang loose lifestyle. So that's, Also als er in Australien unterwegs war, kürzlich, da ist es natürlich ein bisschen anders als hier bei uns in Deutschland oder auch in England. Da kann man halt mal nach dem Soundcheck auch schön nochmal eine Runde surfen gehen, was er auch tut. Nicht wie in England sich dann in irgendwelchen Pubs verstecken, bis man dann anfangen muss. So, and tonight you brought some guest list spots for our listeners.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Leute, wenn ihr heute Abend in Silent Green kommen möchtet und Nathan Ball live erleben möchtet, dann bitte jetzt einfach Folgendes tun, zum Telefongerät eurer Wahl greifen und 030 2000 9000 wählen. Dann steht ihr mit ein bisschen Glück auf der Gästeliste und könnt euch diese emotionale Achterbahnfahrt mit Nathan Ball und seiner Band auf der Bühne angucken. Thank you for stopping by. Thank you for crossing Berlin one time back and forth for us. Come back soon.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Welcome. Come back soon and have a lot of fun here in Berlin.
Thank you.
Wir hören jetzt noch einen Song von Nathan Ball und zwar Call It Love.
I keep dragging my heels across an open floor, trying to get out of this place, tripping.